60.0 EDG 01020420260945 Audio. Another paragraph regarding alignment. This section will address docking mechanisms, specifically those located directly on the outer sides of the modules. Here, I find it impossible to discuss simple concepts much as I would like to, for the reality of the situation does not allow it. A guiding principle has been established for the SSV. Note that I am referring here to experimental guidelines, not the final, definitive ones. After discarding several sketches, I reached the following decision: to utilize an external mechanical system on the SSV to facilitate the approach and docking of spacecraft. I realize this may sound presumptuous, yet, what can I do? It is simply impossible for me to go against my own true convictions. Let us get straight to the point and lay out a possible scenario. It involves a two-stage alignment process, an initial alignment of relative precision, followed by a second, highly precise alignment. Now, let us visualize this mechanism. It consists of a magnetic ring with dimensions slightly larger than the actual docking interface. Two rods are attached to this ring, oriented such that when viewed in profile the entire assembly forms a U-shape. These rods are equipped with a mechanism that allows for the ring's mobility. The thickness of this ring must be sufficient to enable docking without the need for the ring itself to be actively deployed. Two mechanical units positioned on either side of the module are responsible for controlling the ring's movement. Although two units are provided, a single unit must be capable of performing the entire task independently should a malfunction occur in the other. Once the spacecraft has been magnetically aligned with the mechanical approach system, one or more clamps will engage to immobilize the assembly before the spacecraft, now ready for docking, is maneuvered into place. To put it more figuratively, at a distance predetermined by the mechanical approach system, the spacecraft awaiting docking will be brought to a complete standstill, zero velocity. For the time being and in this specific instance, the term zero velocity refers to the relative speed between the SSV and the craft to be docked. The craft will therefore be drawn in by the SSV's docking mechanism. At a predetermined distance relatively close to the docking interface, should a problem arise, the clamps securing the craft to be docked will be released. This would allow for the complete retraction of the mechanism, leaving the craft positioned near the docking port so that docking may proceed without the aid of that mechanical assembly. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. May 2, 2026.